your football Friday night highlights for week number two from KNIA KRLS. The number one Paolo Little Dutch at the number two Dallas Center Grimes Mustangs with Corey Hauser and Randy Sikkema on 92.1 KRLS.
He'll go around to the right side, backpedaling still. He's still going, and he'll throw it, and his pass intercepted. 35,
Avery.
Midfield, 45, Avery Van Zee still going. 40, 30, 20, 10, 5, he dives for the end zone, and he is in. Touchdown, Pella. Touchdown, Pella.
80 yards.
An 80-yard interception return, pick six, and Pella High is right back in it. Fakes the handoff. He'll roll far side. Looks downfield. Airs it out for the touchdown. This pass is caught. Touchdown, Pella. Touchdown,
is that
Pella.
White?
That is Payson Vandeloup with the touchdown.
It's Ben White.
Was it Van Wyk?
Yeah, it's Ben White.
Van Wyk with the touchdown. Callan Bertrand goes up the far sideline. Now he loses the football. Pella High has it inside the Raceway tire and exhaust red zone. And Callan Bertrand is tackled from behind. He loses the football on the kickoff. And it's Pella High football after they just scored a touchdown. 30-yard attempt
still
coming up.
Still using the right foot.
Yes.
Payson. Left footer for the long ones, right footer for the short ones.
Payson Vandeloup. With the hole, he'll kick it right foot. Will Warner on the far hash. Hold is good. Snap is up.
It's long enough.
And it is good.
Attaboy, Will.
Good. Third and a long seven. Two wides to each side. Finney with Henry to his left. Finney takes the snap. Drops back under some pressure. He'll scramble around. Gets away from some pressure. Looks downfield. Throws it up. Pass is caught. And he's got
Bolterhouse.
35. Bolterhouse 20. 15. 10. 5. Touchdown, Pella.
70.
Touchdown,
7
Pella.
Yards.
70. That is a 67-yard reception.
67, sorry.
67-yard reception for Donovan Bolterhouse. No one, the pistol, takes the snap, drops back three steps, airs it up towards Vandeloup.
Warner
goes up the ladder, touchdown Pella, he makes the catch, gets both feet in, touchdown Pella, 30-7 our score, 19 flat on the clock in the first half. Finney rolls to that side, looks downfield, bullet wide open is Vandeloup at the 10, the 5, touchdown Pella, but there is a flag in the backfield.
It's a late hit on Finney. They cleaned his clock well after he threw that ball.
I will conclude personal foul on Dallas Center Grimes. Touchdown, Pella. Touchdown, Pella.
Final score, Pella 37, DCG 7. The Knoxville Panthers at the Centerville Big Reds on KNIA with Derek Cardwell and Kevin Wadley on the call.
Zuck under center, and he will give it to, well, he'll keep it. He'll roll out to the far side, throwing, and it is caught, and it's a touchdown, Knoxville. Going into the end zone is Trent Davis from 30 yards out.
And that's why I don't call the plays, folks.
Two wing backs, right and left, and one coming in motion, and that's Darius Pipkins trying to find running room across the five. Cuts inside, dives forward, touchdown, Knoxville.
Nice job, Darius.
Darius Pipkins, one of the newer faces on varsity this year. And Coach Keller says this kid could be a pretty good athlete once he grows into himself. Fourth down and two for the Panthers. Here is Connor Bailey. Oh, what a fake. He's across the 20 to the 15. 10. Cuts inside to the 5. Reaches for the pylon. Did not quite get there, I don't think.
They're calling him out of bounds just outside the goal line. I don't like that call at all.
Here is Zuck under center. He'll take it. He'll give it to DJ, and he will bowl his in. Touchdown, Knoxville. And the Panthers go back on top. Well, Kevin Wadley wanted to stop, and Kevin Wadley wanted to score. You ask and you shall receive.
Wow. It's not very often I get what I want. I kind of like that.
Got DJ Snyder now kicking the extra point with Caleb Light on the hold. That's interesting. Oh, it's a fake. And Snyder has it.
He's
looking around. He will try to run it in. Going for the end zone. Did he get in? Yes!
Oh, my goodness.
A two-point conversion for DJ Snyder on a horribly broken play that scores. Kozlerich in the shotgun. He'll take the snap. Looks. He gets a rush. He will throw, and it will be picked off. picked off by Knoxville's Joe Hollenrake at the Centerville 45-yard line. He just played center fielder, jumped up, and got it. Onesian is there as a wing back. He'll go in motion, and Onesian does get the call. He'll try the far side, and he bowls his way. Oh, he's locked to score! Touchdown, Knoxville! Onesian gets it in. He was stopped dead to rights at about the 15, cut loose, and just swerved into the end zone.
Final score, Knoxville 49, Centerville 22. Number 3, Pella Christian at Linville Sully on KRLS2 with Andrew Schneider and Larry Hessing.
Second and goal from inside the Raceway Tire and Exhaust red zone. Fake handoff, Kak up the middle. He'll power through into the end zone. 6 for the Eagles. Touchdown, Pella Christian. A 1-yard touchdown run for David Kak-Marinsky. And Pella Christian's on the board, leading 6-0.
Holden Hoyer and Peyton Reimer, the senior captains, are on the offensive line, leading the way for David.
Toby Fisk under center. I formation, 2 wide receivers to the right. And there's a host and a big pile in the middle. Fumble. There's a fumble. Ball on the ground. Recovered by, I believe, David Kak-Marinsky, and it is. Fumble recovery as Fisk lost it. He had the quarterback keeper, some blockers in front of him, but it was poked out, and it's Pella Christian ball in prime territory. Man in motion is Wicker. They'll fake to him. Fredrickson up the middle. 6 for the Eagles. Touchdown, Pella Christian. Sam Fredrickson from 4 yards out, and the Eagles take a 2-score lead.
There's the Sam Fredrickson drive. So we knew that Pella Christian had a lot of weapons in that offense, and good to see Sam get on track.
Quick snap to Kak. Hand off to Fredrickson, and pushes the pile forward. He's in. 6 for the Eagles. Touchdown, Pella Christian. There is a penalty on the play. Personal foul, face mask against Linville Sully, so the touchdown will stand. So Sam Fredrickson, up to 43 yards, has his second carry for a touchdown. Quarterback Fisk, who has it, tries to throw it downfield. It's intercepted. Peyton Vrome at the 29-yard line. A big play there by Vrome. He read it all the way. I thought it was a fake snap or an issue with the snap, but it was Fisk who tried to dupe the defensive line of Pella Christian, rolling out to his left. He was looking for Ayersman. Interception, Peyton Vrome. Big drop this time. Woods coming from Linville Sully. Throw over the middle. Caught by Levi. He's at the 45, 40, 35. Still on his feet. One man to beat. The 20, 15, 10, 5. Dives for the pylon. Is he in?
Yes, yes.
Touchdown, Pella Christian. A big play from David Kak-Marinsky to Levi Jundling to make it a 2-score game. Wow.
That is what the doctor ordered for Pella Christian.
Final score, Pella Christian 42, Linville Sully 21. The PCM Mustangs hosting the Central Decatur Cardinals on KNIA 2 with Garrett Canock and Fred Lawrenson.
A touchdown! PCM opens up the game with a Tyler Dredge kickoff return, 6-0 PCM. Tyler Dredge housing it to open up the game.
And that's the way to start a football game. A great run, a great blocking point of attack, and once you got around the corner there, there's nobody going to catch you.
And off to Latrell, bounces it outside, stays on his feet. Touchdown, Logan Latrell. PCM leads 13-0. What an opening drive for PCM. 8 running plays, and they really pounded it down the throat of Central Decatur.
They certainly did, and again, the offensive line just all the way down the field there is really impressive.
Latrell right up the middle as he get in. Touchdown, PCM. Logan Latrell 3 yards out after setting himself up on a 58-yard carry down to the 3. PCM now leads 20-0. 3rd and 11 for PCM. Dropping back, Gilman throws out to Griner. Griner makes the catch. Turns the corner to the 10. 5. Touchdown, PCM. 21-yard touchdown strike to Luke Griner. And the Mustangs now lead by a score of 27-0. Roll out. Gilman looking downfield, and that is going to be caught. Touchdown, Noah Clark. PCM now takes a 41-12 lead. That play action pass, Clark ran free into the end zone. Good pass from Gilman to Clark.
Final score, PCM 48, Central Decatur 12. The Pleasantville Trojans versus the Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont Rockets with Andrew Swadner and Ron Danks on KNIA 3.
Second down and goal, 3 yards to go. Adrian with the handoff to Sawyer Phillips, and he's going to waltz in the end zone. Pleasantville's going to take a 6-0 lead, waiting on the PAT. He keeps running and running and running, only a couple defenders to beat, and that's going to be an 82-yard touchdown run by Hammer Tyree, straight up the middle, found some green. Pleasantville leading 13-0.
Yeah, excellent run by Hunter Tyree. I know people who have watched a lot of football over the years here at Pleasantville are really high on Tyree for just that reason. He's got that gear that I don't think, frankly, anybody on either team has.
Busick staying in at running back. Second and goal from the 1 yard line. Adrian just pushing forward, and that's touchdown Pleasantville. They lead 19-0 on the 1 yard run by Zeb Adrian, and they have taken control of this game, Ron. And a lot of it's been on special teams from Hunter Tyree.
It has. Hunter Tyree with a big return.
I formation, Pleasantville hands it off to Brock Busick, and that's going to be a touchdown right up the middle. Trojans, they take a 25-0 lead. Brock Busick, the hole was massive for him up the middle.
Yeah,
the Rockets were nowhere to be found.
I was just going to say, Brock can probably crawl faster than I can run, but I think I could have scored on that one. That was a huge hold.
Adrian from the under center position hands it off to Brock Busick, and that's going to be another touchdown as he evades a couple of Rockets tacklers, and he just goes right in through the left side. Another huge hole by the Trojan offensive line. That's Brock Busick's second touchdown of the night.
Final score, Pleasantville 36, EBF 0. Those are your Football Friday Night highlights for week number 2 from KNIA KRLS.